chip number one for elderly men. Roland Booth is on a proceeding to address the elderly men procedure on the plains. How we should work together, and unless we work together, things cannot be done. Neither if you men can do anything, and things could be done, but they couldn't. This procedure should be about in writing. And our villages, in our local places, about your life, to preserve it, how you live, protect the native culture. And if the culture is not written, it amounts to nothing that we wouldn't do. Get anything out of it. Or we'll lose their allotment. And the people that you know about your country, we have to talk and tell about it, because it's something that we don't like to lose its precious to the native people, vary upon locations. And it depends on us. If we want to protect it, we will keep it from the people who is trying to take it away from us. Whether you know or not, you have to try and protect the land. That sometimes it might turn out something that it might work for improvement for our daily life. And it will stay if we protect it. And this is the address of Roland Booth. John Schaefer, NANA's president, chairman.
Even though there were old people in the council, maybe some young people, because I remember some of people being on a council here in Cottonwood. But all the power was really with the few white people. It was in Cottonwood anyway. The council, all they did was chase kids home from curfew. That's all. They do nothing else. And but they still were the council. But anytime you're going to start something, some people have to take the lead. They have to be the leaders. And they have to be able to get together somehow. And what you have to do is you have to give them a way to work. And that's what I'm going to try to set up here. As an example, what we're talking about is not the kind of job that the city council has, or a board, or a school board. That's not what we're talking about. We already got those kind of boards and councils. They got different kind of job. They can go do their job. What we're talking about is something more important from inside. Inside of people, and older people have to watch it, make it grow inside, and that's the kind of responsibility. But you still have to get together. Now, what I think is, we have to start another same kind of organization that we used to have before, where older people can get together. We have to do it on a village. A village. I don't know how we're going to do it in Kotzebue. Kotzebue is rather got so big, we might even have to divide Kotzebue up into different in two or three villages right inside Kotzebue, because we've got so many people here. But we'll see. We don't have to worry about that right now. So we'll just talk about how it will be in every village. And maybe Cottonview will be different. What we have right now, and you know it, is we have really four organizations that have something to do on the whole region. And they are NANA. Sure that when they do their job, they do it right for the feedback. most of the boards, well, I can speak only really for Nana, we try to do whatever the law tells us to do, or somebody else that controls our money tells us to do. And Nana, it's been both federal law and state law. And the way the Claim Settlement Act worked, we had a law we had to follow. And for the last 10 years, we've been following that law. Even though we had two bats running it, still white man's law was how we run. And you hear these young people on the radio and everything saying, hey, you guys are not doing it right. Well, they're right, because we're doing it a white man's way. We don't have any choice. We're Americans, we have to follow the law. Whatever we do, we're not gonna break the law. Even though some of the younger ones are saying we should break the law, I don't think we need to. They just don't understand. We can follow the law. All we have to do is make sure when we do our job, we do it for the Indians. And it's pretty hard for us, because we have different kinds of people. We have, on all of these boards, we have real Inupiaq, old people, older people, people who think like you, people like Robert, that are on these boards. But we have younger people, like me, who can't speak Inupiaq. Some of them are worse than me. They don't even really know their Inupiaqs anymore. They talk like Americans. They do things like Americans. When we try to do things for old ways, they get mad. They think we should forget about old ways and turn to white people. We got those kind in all of the boards, maybe not in the French church, except their laws are stronger, so they follow white man's laws even stronger than we do in the French church, even though they think all of them. In fact, they follow those rules even stronger than we do, because we can break our rules. All we have to do is get a lawyer, us, and we'll fight it. But in the French church, they can't. It's stronger law. So all of us have different people. And what we have to do to make all of these organizations work, I shouldn't talk to the French church, then we need up a school district to make us work for the people. Do the right thing. We have to have somebody that only in Uganda works in Uganda that's over us. That's our boss. Not my boss. My boss will still be Nana, board of directors. But Nana board's boss should be somebody else. And those things that are important to Uganda, the things we were talking about. So the elders' councils would. Even though they don't tell the Nana board which business to go into, they would still look at the people that are on the board, and even down to the important people like me who are doing things, and the elders council would say, hey, you're not doing it right. You're not taking care of the right problem. We got people that are having problems over here. We want you to go solve that problem. We don't have to tell them how. We just have to say, enough working over here on this thing, we'll work on this other. Now, how would you control? How would you control that? You would control it because we would want it. Like I said yesterday, you told me, you elders got organized, you told me, you're not doing a good job, get out. I will get out. That's how you control. Everybody that's on these boards, they would have to agree to the same thing. Not in American laws, no place, not in state law. They would, inside, they would have to say, I'm in Uganda, and I listen to the elders. They would have to say that. Even if they got elected, they would have to say, I'm in your back, if I'm doing wrong, and my elders say I'm doing wrong, they can kick me out. They have to say that. How, if somebody says, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm elected by law, you can't do nothing.
Tämä on muun muassa lääkäriä Tämä on siellä kohta. Mun on iloni. Mun on liube upsiin, kun lähellä. Nyt kattelelle.
Okay, that's how you would do it. This would be a regional.
Mun on kisvas.
I don't care how you put the regional elders conference together. I think if you have to have at least one elder from each village be on the regional conference. It would meet like once a year, just like over the problems in the villages, take a look at what we're doing and talk about it and say, okay, everyone can put this back. Or maybe you would just say, you're doing a good job. Whatever. As long as you look over all of us. And even if you did nothing, because we would be looking to you for that kind of thing, I think we would do a better job. I know we would. Now, this regional elders conference, you would have in each village you would have, a village elders council. I don't know how much you want to put in there, but one of the things that we learn, or I think is important, and I don't like to say this except that I think you'll understand. When people like Robert asked me to come and run NANA, I looked at the people that come as representatives from the villages for NANA, and half of them were drunks. Nobody thought it was important, so they just asked around who wants to go. And they sent whoever wanted to go intoxicated to get drunk. And that's how they started. And what we agreed when we were there, and even the people came, and they, I said, most don't mind. They know when things are wrong. They said, we're not the ones to represent our religion. They said that themselves. And we said, okay, go back and get whoever your real leaders are, and next time send a group team. And I don't know, you follow the NANA board, it hardly changed. We had more people, but we hardly have any drunk people. We get these guys have problems on the board once in a while. But almost all of them are good people. They try to do a good job. And that helps. And I think the same thing is true with the elders. You know which people are the ones we're talking about. Because if we put all the elders together, just like we got out here, in this group, good for getting information. Everybody got something to give. But if you were trying to do something, like Della said, we never get done out there. Because you have all kinds of people in there that they don't want to be leaders. They want to give information they got. They didn't think they'd come in here to be leaders. You go over an organization like this, they didn't think that. So what we have to do is we got to get the right people. You know who they are. You know who leaders, which old people are leaders in your village. You got to get them organized. And I don't care how you do it. You're not going to have an election. You know what people vote on this? This is not a white man's thing. This is a new fact. Don't do that. You guys know, you get together and you say, this fellow is going to be good. This woman would be good to have on this council. And they get on there and they serve forever. Till they die. Or till they get so sick that they can't serve them. And then when some young person is coming up, the way they act, the way they think, the things they do, it's like Roland. Maybe he You would think even though he's only 42, he might be ill. You think he's that kind of person. But you know, amongst yourself, you pick the right ones. The people that already forget about themselves, and they think only of the other people. Those kind of people with experience, you know who they are. Once you can trust that you have the right things inside of them, to lead their people, then that's what they're talking about. In the village, the elders' council would do the same thing. We got all kinds of organizations. We got city council, we got IRA, and we got a whole bunch of different committees. And those elders' councils in the village would do the same thing. They would tell these people what needs to be done. And you could put, you know, any other organization, you could put, in some villages where they're strong, you could put the National Guard unit in there too. They need to be looked after too. So, in the village, the elders' council, that's where they would work the most. And the one thing, because of what we're talking about how people feel inside, which makes them do things the right way. We're talking about that kind of thing. You've got to make sure, if you've got churches in that village, those churches are harder too. Because they have work to do that's the same as what we're talking about. So, the elders in the village would get together, and it don't make any difference how many. If you've got a lot of good people, maybe you'll have 20 in your elders now. If you only have few or small numbers, maybe only 3. But you know, numbers don't make any difference. You know that. I know one person can't do it alone. None of us are that strong. It has to be more than one. People who can't agree, so it's got to be more than two. So three to whatever, don't make any difference. Okay, so in the village, the elders council would start working on the village. And you, later, here you folks can talk about what kind of things that they would do. What would the elders do? So that you know what they are. We know they can't fire people. It's against the law. You can't go down and fire somebody. They don't work for you. The way you can do that is through these boards. You tell those boards, and they have the authority to do it. Just like in the city. Let's say you've got a bum cop in the village. You can't fire that policeman. But you can sure go to that city council and say, hey, he works for you. He's not doing a good job. You get rid of him. And they'll listen if this thing works. So there's things you can do that way. But really what we're talking about is how things are done. How much drinking goes on in the village. Who's supposed to take care of that? Help get rid of it. How we teach the people, not just little kids, but all of the people, how to live better. That kind of thing is what we'll be working on. From inside, you work with the people together. You'll worry about, instead of having these people go out because there's nothing to do except maybe in the church, and a lot of them don't go in the church. The only place they go is they go home with a bottle of they can't go no place else. You'll worry about that. How you get the village together so everybody gets together and they all enjoy good things. Games, whatever. You know, whatever you think. Singing, whatever you think that would be good for your people. You would get those things organized. Not just that you would go out and do it. You tell these other people that are working, this is what you want to do, and they'll go do it. So that's how those kind of things would work. And I never thought very far into this, so I don't know. The one thing I do know is that when you start doing something, somebody they won't like it. So they're gonna get after you. And they always get, you know, you guys have been on councils and stuff, people get after you, they don't like something. Well, they attack me all the time. And well, I get my support from my board of directors. Well, where are you gonna get your support from? You're on top. Well, we have to worry about that. Right now, I know when we have our drinking dope problems, when one of our people goes and gets, and when they all up get paid, they give two people a bad time. They give the kids a bad time, and they give the old people a bad time. And not much you can do. You're strong, you're out of their head. What can you do? Be scared. You keep thinking when we say you've got our respect. What kind of respect do you get when they beat up on you and give you, make it so you can't sleep when they're drinking? Well, we have to figure out how to protect you from that. If we're going to expect you to be the leaders and work for us, with us, then we have to protect you. One of the ways I suggested is that when you start talking about these kind of problems, that they bring the state trooper anyway here to listen. And we'll try to get pressure on them to protect you. But right now, their laws make it hard for them to protect you. They have to have a complaint, they have to have witnesses, they have to have warrants, all kinds of things, paperwork to make it hard for them to protect you. Well, I think with the right pressure, the right if you talk to them right, if they will, they'll say, well, I may have to do something wrong, but it's more important that I protect the elders than if I get in trouble for making the arrest. So we can do that. The other thing is, this afternoon I'm going to go up and talk to the National Guard. They're camping out on Squirrel River, out of Cayenne. Those guys, the National Guard guys, I worked with them long time, and we get along good. They're good people, but they're also, a lot of the problems are they're in the National Guard. And I think I can get them to help protect, too, protect the old people from themselves, as well as from other people like that. And we stop that so that, you know, when you get old, you don't have to worry about somebody bothering, making it hard for you. Start that. I think we can do that so we can protect you. I don't know where you go from there. I know that if we set something up like this, we give you a chance to work, we listen to you, it's going to be better. That's just how you organize so you get started. What you do is up to you. I know we keep talking about how we teach our kids. Well, it's not just kids anymore, you got to teach the grown-ups too. So we got to figure that out. We'll help. NANO will help, meetups help, school district will help. We're already talking about some things. We got to give you a chance to teach them. And you know how much time you've got and how we're spread out now. You can't call people together, they won't come. But we got to make them learn, make them listen. We'll help you do that. We'll make it easier. Not easy, but easier. This is how I think it should be organized. But that's just a start. And I'm the last one that should know. The only thing that I know is that when you want to do something, you've got to get the best people that you got. Get them together. Because one guy may not be very strong by himself, so if you get the best ones together, you can do it. And they can be strong. They help each other. And to make it so you can do this kind of work, we have to protect you from all the people who might try to take their bad feelings out. And we'll try to do that. That's easier. Being sold is the easiest, but the only thing I know real well, I know how to protect you. All I have to do is get the people together and help you grab that food.
Well, it's interesting, something we worry about the money. But John was telling us something that he had in mind.